You're listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, featuring Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. And now, here's Gary.
Hi, this is Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President for Public Policy at the James Dobson Family Institute. Welcome to our podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. I'm glad you're with us. Tell your friends about us. Well, today, I'd like to give you a battle report in the ongoing culture wars in America. Now, usually when I do that, you know, I'm going to talk about something happening in Washington, D.C., or maybe some really stupid thing that they just did in a big city like New York or San Francisco, where we know the radical left has a lot of power in these big cities, and they're constantly pushing things that are anti-faith, family, and freedom. And of course, we all go crazy about it and fight back whenever we can. But we also take comfort in knowing that, you know, if you look at the heartland of America, whether it's the Bible Belt in the South or the great American Midwest, we all feel good about the fact that we know a good bit of America still believes in those traditional values. But I have to tell you, folks, I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but some really crazy things are happening not just in the big cities, but are happening in the middle of the country. I mean, we've had disputes in the schools where parents find out something that's happening in their local public school, and they go to a school board meeting and they get really upset. And it ends up that those things are not just happening in Philadelphia and Chicago and New York, but they're happening in places like Nashville, Tennessee, or Louisville, Kentucky. Well, there's a story out of the heartland in recent weeks that had me shaking my head. It ends up that the entire political infrastructure or the political establishment of Kansas found themselves in the middle of a big controversy, and they just could not come up with a way to deal with it, in my view, in a satisfactory, common sense way. The state I'm talking about is Kansas. Now, you know, Kansas is, I mean, sort of a symbol of heartland America. In fact, when I read about this story, it reminded me of that one scene in The Wizard of Oz. You remember The Wizard of Oz, you had Judy Garland that played Dorothy. Dorothy's picked up by a tornado, and she's carried off to the land of Oz, where suddenly she's dealing with a wizard and witches. And let me play the clip real quick.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Well, people in Kansas today could be forgiven if they concluded they're not in Kansas anymore. Here's the background. A guy named Michael Stewart, who is the president of a group called the Satanic Grotto, announced that he was going to have a black mass. You can tell by the name what he was doing here. This was an open effort to mock Catholics, to express hatred for Catholics. But as you'll see when we continue to talk about this, his target wasn't just Catholics. It was all of us who are Christians. It was aimed at Protestants, Catholics, people of faith. It was aimed at God. It was aimed at Jesus Christ. So this guy announces that he's applying for a permit to do a black mass inside the rotunda of the capital of the state of Kansas. And as you can imagine, a controversy erupted. Thank God there were members of the state legislature that didn't want this event to take place. What he was going to do was take what he said were consecrated wafers and the wine that Catholics use in Mass, and he was going to dedicate those things to Satan, to the devil, in this black Mass. So some legislators were very upset about it. There were legal proceedings. I think it might have even gone to court. They just couldn't come up with a way to do the obvious. And here's the obvious. No, you're not going to do it. I mean, seriously, there's nothing in the Kansas Constitution or our own Constitution that required this guy to be allowed to do any of this inside the Capitol building in Kansas or on the Capitol grounds? Now, of course, he claimed First Amendment rights of free speech and freedom of religion and so forth. Satanism should not be considered a religion. It's a mockery of religion. But even more important than that, what the guy was doing, what this gentleman, and I use the word loosely and sarcastically, what he was doing was mocking, not just Catholics, but Christianity. And this was, in its own way, hate speech. So just do this little thought experiment. If a group applied to the government of Kansas or any government in the country and said, we are a white supremacist group, we are bigots, and we want to have an event inside the capital of this particular state where we're going to express by mockery our hatred for black people. Do you think that any court or any government or any governor or any state legislature would go along with that? They would find a way. They would find a way to say, no, you're not going to express hatred for the minority citizens of the state of Kansas by coming in here and doing what? Maybe burning a cross or whatever it was. They would find a way to say no, but they couldn't bring themselves to come up with a way to say no to this joker. So the compromise they came up with is he would be able to enter the Capitol building and he would be able to make some comments there in the Capitol building. And you can imagine what those comments would be like. And then he would be required to go outside on the Capitol grounds where he would conduct the actual mass. That's insane, my friends. And I believe it's a marker for how far away we have drifted from not only our founding principles, but from our Judeo-Christian heritage. Our Constitution is not a suicide pact. It doesn't require us to do insane things. And it would be easy to laugh this guy off, but he's deadly serious, and he's not the only one. There's a group that, let's see if I can find the name of it here. There's another national group that is setting up satanic clubs in public schools all over the country. They call themselves the Satanic Temple. So anytime a public school allows a Christian to speak at the school, or there's a Bible club meeting after hours in the school building, which the courts have upheld or is okay to do, this satanic temple comes along and says, okay, well, now you've got to give us a right to have pro-Satan meetings in the public school after hours. No, you don't. There are court cases on this. So my little diversion here is to disabuse you of the notion that if we're going to tolerate any display of Christianity in a public place, we then have to tolerate this kind of mockery of Christianity. So this guy goes into the state capitol in Kansas. And I want to caution you here because I'm going to quote you what he says, and you might not want to have your kids listen to this. I'm not going to use any profanity. But when I say that his purpose, this satanic grotto group, was not just to mock Catholics, it was to mock God. It was to mock our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. He holds up a wafer. And he says, we command you to confess your impudent deeds, your inaccessible crimes. He's speaking against Christ here. Listen to this. We would drive the nails deeper into your hands. We would press down the crown of thorns on your brow. Impudent King, fugitive God, silent God. Now, is that pretty clear to you that what was at work here was not just a mockery of Catholics, it was a mockery of our Lord and Savior. And look, it wouldn't have been okay to allow this event on public grounds, on grounds in a state capitol, even if it was clearly only a mockery of Catholics, any more than it would be to allow it if it was a mockery of Baptists. This is not something that we are required to do under the laws of the United States. One religious leader in Kansas said, look, I understand and appreciate our rights as Americans to free speech and free expression. What I don't understand is why we're giving our capital as a venue for what is truly hate speech. And that's what this is. And as we are seeing on the universities of America, because the Trump administration is taking action, universities don't have to allow hate speech, anti-Semitic speech that stirs up hatred and chaos on university campuses in the name of free speech. No, that is not required. This kind of language can cause violence. It causes chaos. Now, I found myself looking forward to the time when, as Christians, we believe Jesus will return and set up his government. And when that happens, every head will bow and every knee will bend. And I think Mr. Stewart, the president of the Satanic Grotto, is going to have some answering to do. He might want to get himself a good lawyer, not to appeal to the Kansas Supreme Court or the United States Supreme Court, but to appeal to the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, for mercy. Look, part of what's going on here, and it's the same thing with this Satanic Temple, they are trying to keep Christianity out of the public square. And they're doing it by becoming so overtly offensive in promoting Satan that they think we will back off and not insist on our rights to freedom of religion and freedom of speech. This is all a tactic that's being used. But having said that, look, you need to be aware of the fact that as Judeo-Christian values retreat in America, as Americans generally become less religious, the vacuum is being filled with other things. And there is a growing element in America that's not just non-religious, but are getting into paganism, getting into Satanism. There was a church in the state of Indiana, again, Heartland America, that was desecrated a couple of weeks ago, 666 spray painted on the church, which is the numerical representation of the devil. So this kind of stuff is happening with greater and greater frequency, not just in big cities, not just on crazy university campuses, but in the heartland of America. Now, when this joker was on the steps of the Capitol making a mockery of the Eucharist and of Catholics and of Christians generally, violence did break out. There was one man in the audience, and he ran up and threw his body over the wafers that were on the ground because Mr. Stewart was getting ready to stomp on them. And what Mr. Stewart did instead was stomp on this Christian that was trying to protect the wafers that, as Protestants, we believe have a certain symbolic value during communion, and that Catholics believe are the actual body of Christ. And then when I saw that guy, by the way, he was arrested for disorderly conduct, but Mr. Stewart was taken away and arrested for assault. But it brought to my mind, how many of us would be willing to do that? Would we be willing to get physically attacked for Jesus? You know, Christians in countries all over the world not only get kicked a couple of times for worshiping Jesus Christ, they literally fear for their lives because they're Christians. So it gets back to a theme here at JDFI and a theme that Dr. Dobson and I have been talking about for decades, which is there is a great battle going on in America. And the battle is over faith, family, and freedom. And we will not end up as a nation in a neutral position. No country's built on neutrality. Every country chooses a set of values that it will hold up, that it will promote, that it will teach its children. And every country identifies another set of values which it will discourage and not allow and teach its children to avoid. And as the battle quickens in America over faith, family, and freedom, you're going to see more and more of the kind of thing that just happened in Kansas. And it's another reminder about why you should register to vote, why you should show up on election day and elect people that have the right values. And in many cases, that will be followers of Jesus Christ. Not always, but in many cases, it will be. Because again, at the end of the day, someone's going to win this war for the heart and soul of America. And at JDFI, we want it to be you. We want this nation to remain one nation under God, and that is the God of the Bible. Well, thank you for being here this week on Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. Come back, check us out. We'll be bringing you a lot more news about America and its future. God bless you.
Subscribe to Gary Bauer's Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, where you find your favorite podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button to ensure you receive every episode.